This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The number of Coloradans in the hospital with COVID and other problems is falling. COVID hospitalizations fell for the fifth straight week, and fewer people have been in the hospital with RSV for the past month. State lawmakers return to the Capitol next week for the start of the annual legislative session. Democrats will have their largest majority in Colorado history. CPR's Benda Berkland has more on what that could mean for their Republican colleagues.
The November election saw Republicans lose 7 seats in the state legislature. This leaves the party with less than a third of the seats in both chambers. Incoming House Minority Leader Mike Lynch says he's excited for the challenge.
We don't have some sort of a battle strategy, but we're going to make sure that all aspects of those things that we don't agree with are brought to the forefront.
Democrats, meanwhile, say top priorities include more protections for abortion access and gun violence prevention. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
A handful of Republicans in Congress continue to block the election of a new House Speaker with their opposition to Representative Kevin McCarthy. Among them is Colorado's Lauren Boebert. Her constituent, Grand Junction resident Robert Stipp, is a lifelong Republican. He wants the party to stop the infighting and for Boebert to vote for McCarthy.
You see them not getting along, not agreeing on the same terms, on the same objects and everything, and on the same outlook. They got to come together.
House members could try again today to choose a new speaker. It's cloudy across much of the state today, but turning sunny by tomorrow. This is CPR News.